your host, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots. And guess what? That music you just heard, it shows up. It shows up. You can listen to it in my new rock and roll documentary. It's on YouTube. On YouTube.com right now. It's called Subway Fantasy 3. That's right. It's my third rock and roll documentary, and it's out there on YouTube right now. Subway Fantasy. Phantesy 3. That's the way I spell it, and that's the way you'll find it out there. Subway Fantasy 3. You got to spell it Phantesy. Why? Because we love you. Subway Fantasy 3. And you'll hear that music for about a minute in the middle of that rock and roll documentary. And while we're talking about rock and roll, in about 3 weeks, it's going to be that the birthday of that world famous person, John Lennon. So he may not be with us in the flesh, his music lives on. And the legend of the Beatles lives on. And October 9th is his birthday. And you got to tune into that show because I'm going to give him some worthy tribute that the world needs to be reminded what a great human being he was and how much he gave of himself and some of the great songs he wrote. And, well, I'll talk more about that on October 9th. That's Saturday, October 9th, 10 p.m. Pacific Daily Time, PDT. Well, while we're still talking about rock and roll here, this past week I came across some information that most people don't know. And that's that the famous Elvis Presley, once deemed the king of rock and roll, had apparently at least one other child outside of his known daughter, Lisa Marie. He had another daughter with the same woman, Priscilla Presley, but he wasn't married to her yet, so apparently the child was raised by foster parents over there in England. And then she finally, the child was born at he, but then a number of years ago changed their sex, which you can do nowadays, apparently, and had her DNA tested, and she proved that she was the child of Elvis Presley and Priscilla Presley. His name wasn't Presley back then. So the child was out of wedlock. It was 1959, and obviously to save his career and not got, you know, with any bad publicity, the child was raised by foster parents, some agreement, and then finally, last 10 years or so, that child had a DNA test and proved that he, who became she, was also a legitimate child of Elvis Presley, and now this other person lives at Graceland, where Lisa Marie Presley lives. She inherited the whole fortune eventually. And there's also another illegitimate child from another woman who's sometimes referred to as Elvis Presley Jr. So that could bring the grand total of Elvis Presley children up to 3. Well, I bet nobody knew about that. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You can take your choice. Toll free, 888-627-6008. Or you can use the regular number and call in at 323-744-4831. Hey, if you're watching on your computer, all that information is up there already. And if you're watching on your computer, you know, you could be watching the video right now. Do what you have to do. Click the buttons. And you'll be watching entertaining video as I am speaking to you. That's right. You don't have to sit and look at me for an hour. That's ridiculous. Unless you're a drop-dead gorgeous person, you shouldn't have your face on a TV screen for an hour. Because people get tired of looking at it. You know, I would never put anybody through such a deal like that. Not that I'm bad looking, but at the same time, how long can anybody look at anybody for an hour to watching them talk? That's why on my show, I put together every week, I put together an entertaining video that hopefully fits with what I'm talking. It usually does, but you be the judge on that yourself. Hey, and I hope, I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is an educational show. You know, you could be doing a lot of things for yourself now and educating yourself or working on your physical body by using things like Egyptian healing rods or Solero Anra crystals, A-N-R-A, Anra. And practicing your breathing techniques, rolling a crystal ball across your seven basic chakra areas. And you could be envisioning bringing the light into planet Earth. That's right. You know, the star seeds do it. You don't know who the star seeds are. You haven't been listening to my show. But be it the first time for you tonight, possibly. The star seeds are the representatives from the Pleiadian star system. They're here on planet Earth to use their physical bodies to anchor in light from the center of the universe. That is all throughout our solar system now. Bright white light from the center, central sun. It's been called to Mother Earth here, and it's our civic duty of the star seeds and all those others who want to participate and allow their bodies to be used as a conduit for that light that's floating around now in our solar system to be run through the chakras of our body, down into the center of the earth and back up out again. And this is something you volunteer to do. I do it now and then. Star seeds, they're obligated to do that. And the purpose of bringing in the light increases the frequency of planet Earth, Mother Earth. Mother Earth is our planet Earth, it's our mother. She has a consciousness. That's right. The earth is alive. You can learn a little about that if you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. This show, this is Connect the Dots. This is BBS Radio. Connect the Dots Theory, one of the most mind-expanding up to the early part of the 21st century. You know, you can just read that book in 2 hours. Not that many pages to read. It's mostly pictures, but every picture tells a story, and every picture is worth 1,000 words. But you can take a single glance at a picture and learn a lot, and there's plenty to learn from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's a teaching text. Not a theory, it's all about facts and truth. And you can learn, there's a lot of good examples in that book. that are testimonial proof that Mother Earth is a living entity and she loves us. In fact, I got a video out there, an educational video and an entertaining one too, called The Earth, She Loves You. And of course, all she really wants is for you to love her too. I love the Earth. I hope you do too. And all this love is going to make our world a better place. But we have to anchor it in to increase the frequency of our Mother Earth, our living Mother Earth, increase the frequency to dissipate the darkness. That's right. Once the frequency gets increased to a high enough level, the dark forces that are giving us all these problems right now with their lockdowns and their fake vaccines and their fake killer vaccines that are intentionally designed to harm people and kill people, and they're getting away with murder, literally, because our government has jumped in bed with the big pharma corporations who are raking in taxpayer money at your expense. They're getting you to pay for your own death, and they're tricking you into taking their toxic jab, their experimental concoction. It's not even a vaccine. It's a concoction loaded with a lot of bad things that no one should ever have even thought of putting into something to inject in human beings. But who's behind all this? The mad scientists and the world controllers. They're the dark side. And their lifestyle is coming to an end very soon. There's this thing I've talked about it before, but it's important for us to remind ourselves so we don't lose faith in what's happening. There's a thing coming soon called the event. It is when the Galactic Federation, the 52 star nations of our universe that are here in our solar system, they are going to land their motherships on our planet. And right before they do that, they are going to take over the airwaves, just like in a science fiction movie, and they are going to announce that they will land tomorrow and show their faces and show their spacecraft. But they have to wait for enough the light frequency to increase before they do that. We're getting very close to there. It's a done deal. It's just a matter of how soon they can do it. And they're bringing all the goodies that anybody ever wanted. Replicator machines, just like the ones in Star Trek. And med beds. Real health care that uses vibrational healing. I've said it before, and I say it again. We could end this thing tomorrow if the people in charge would just allow the true cure to all viruses, pathogens, is vibrational frequency. This was invented over 100 years ago. And the science was buried by the big pharmaceutical companies so they could sell you their fake concoctions that don't cure anything. You know, and for you people that are still on the borderline and thinking about taking the poison vaccine, that's right, it's poison. It's designed to kill you. It's designed to harm you. It's designed to ruin your immune system. It's designed to sterilize you. It's designed to do all kinds of bad things to you and kill you, of course, too. And the more booster shots you get, the faster you're going to die. And that's what the whole plan is about, regardless of what they lied to you about on mainstream media or even lied to you on certain radio shows. Anything that's owned by corporate America, they're all in the plan to lie to you and trick you into killing yourself, you know? It's an experimental concoction. It's not even a vaccine. They can't force you, but they're tricking you into using coercion to trick you into volunteering to allow them to put the poison potion into your body. This is something that's not easy to get rid of once they've stuck it in your body, you know? You can't just go back to the hospital and say, give me the antidote, please, because there isn't an antidote. It's designed to harm you and eventually kill you, or kill you right off the bat, as the statistics are proving. Oh, well, the bad guys are doing that, and when it's going to come to a finality end is when the event happens and the Galactic Federation lands their spacecraft and they round up the best of the bad guys. I got good news for you, Dr. Fauci and Gates, the despicable human being, Devil Gates, as I call him. They've got your number, pal. I can't even call you guys pal. They've got your number, you dirtbags, you traitors to humanity. You are going to be rounded up and disintegrated. They've already found you guilty of crimes against humanity. Whether this is taken to the courts or not, once the Galactic Federation lands, and this is a done deal and you're not going to be able to stop them, they know where you are hiding, and they are going to round you up and toss you into the central sun quicker than you can say central sun. That's right. You will be disintegrated in everything you did in your life. They'll give you the Twitter delete. When somebody gets deleted on Twitter, they take away every tweet you ever said like you never even existed. And that's what's going to happen to you, Boss and Geeks. And you consider that a done deal, too. So your time on this world is limited. You better start changing your tune real fast. I still think you're going to get away with it. They've got your number, and they will come after you, get you, and disintegrate you. That's right. I'm just putting the news out there. That's good news for those of us that don't like your kind, you know? You deceptive, heartless, uncaring, greedy people that have no compassion for humans. Oh, well, I just had to say that. So, anyhow, like I said, the cure was created 100 years ago to kill any virus, shatter any amount of viruses, pathogens in anybody's body by using frequencies. Okay? I have it listed on my presidential website from the last election. The presidential website is still up. See what how a real president talks and thinks. Not like Biden. Hey, the funniest thing in the week was when I caught it on Twitter, because I go on Twitter. There's a lot of important information out there. Well, those of us that are on there, we've all learned to be a little more careful with how we relay the information so we don't get harassed by the twit monster that patrols the twit realm. So anyhow, on Twitter, they posted, somebody posted from a packed stadium in Tennessee, a football game. And the whole crowd, it looked like the size of the stadium looked like was about 70,000 people at least. And totally packed, not an empty seat in the place. And the crowd was chanting, "Fuck Biden, fuck Biden. Fuck Biden." That's right. They said it. I didn't have to say it. They said it. And that just goes to show you how much this fake president is disliked. I don't think there's ever been a more unpopular president in the history of the world than this guy. You know, this guy is so unpopular now, I think he's hated more than Hitler was, rather. That's how that's pretty unpopular. That's how unpopular it is when a whole stadium of people start chanting, fuck you, fuck Biden, fuck Biden. Well, you know that you're not popular. I wonder if his aides told them what was going on. But this clown has got to go. There's a lot of information about clones out there on Twitter, there is, the internet. Start looking it up and find out how long clones have been being used by secret military groups that run this world, that portion of the New World Order. Yeah, there's been clones of other presidents, right? There are plenty of clones out there. And there's four different types, basic types. And I think the one they've done with Biden is the one where they stick the parasite. They allow the parasite to inject itself into your brain and they control you like that. Of course, there's a lot of bad side effects to that type of cloning. You lose your memory. Now, who... we see on the news every other day who doesn't have a memory anymore. Oh, that's fake President Biden. Well, that's, you know, I mean, people say he has dementia, but, you know, the real bottom inside information, he's been turned into a clone, the type they call a drone. Yeah, the type that loses their memory, basically, and... this guy doesn't even have a heart or a conscience anymore. Look at the decrees. People are quitting their jobs because they're not going to allow, volunteer to allow poison to be jabbed into their body. And a president of the United States is misinforming the general public to that extent. This is traitorous behavior. He's a saboteur to... American society. You got to wonder how come he hasn't been arrested and convicted of high treason and executed already. I mean, that's the degree of criminality that he is participating in right now. And he is so stupid. I mean, what other little stupid thing he did in the last week? Yeah, just telling people from Texas to Florida, all around the Gulf there, warning them about hurricanes. And then he injects, you need to get the vaccine to protect you from hurricanes. Oh, my God. Can we talk any stupider than that? And it just shows you how hell-bent he is in passing along that New World Order message. You know, they'll try any trick in the book to trick you to get allow them to stick the poison into your body and eventually kill you and eventually sterilize everyone who's taken the jab, as they call it. That's right. This is serious stuff going on now. Unfortunately, I have to talk about it for a bit. Well... what can I say? Do you know that, let me just prove I can change the topic. I can stop on a dime, as the saying goes. I mentioned it before. Back in 1993, there was a video put out on VHS by a famous physics professor who wrote a famous book called... The Keys of Enoch. It came out in, I believe, it was 1973. Well, it's Dr. Hertog himself. He was making videos in 1993, 20 years later. And in the interview, he says, at this point in time, this is back in 1993, there are something like 141 negative entities working with secret organizations on our planet. Yeah, they're part of the dark side. They're part of the New World Order. That's right. These We think the Rothschilds rule the world. Yeah, they are powerful, but they themselves are pawns of the dark side. You know, we think the royal family in England is powerful. They are pawns of the dark side, too. And a large portion of the dark side are these bad ETs, reptilians, and 141 negative entities. Some of them have been removed, but many still exist. And we're in the process, the Galactic Federation is in the process of getting rid of them small bits by small bits. And they are succeeding. It's been a rough, long job. That's why the event hasn't happened yet. And these bad ETs are holding Americans live, not only Americans, human beings from all parts of the world hostage. Oh, it's a long story, but it's out there on the internet. Look it up, Blogspot, Portal 2012. Play around with those numbers and names. Portal2012.blogspot.com or Blogspot2012.portal or... Oh, go play around with it. You'll come up with a keyword here is Cobra. And you'll find a lot of information about what I'm talking about. It's important for us to be talking about this daily to our friends and getting everybody ready for what's coming. Yes, the ETs are going to find, the good ETs are finally going to show themselves. The bad ones, they don't want to show themselves. That's why they... I tell people, watch the movie, They Live, you know, 1988 science fiction movie, They Live, because they give you a lot of good examples how the aliens disguise themselves to look at like human beings. It's done all different methods, telepathy, and in the movie, they show how they use the TV signals to help attract the true image of the creatures that are ruling our world, that own many key. They are empowered with many key positions of authority. That's right. They're basically ruling the world. We think, you know, the Rothschilds share in the power scheme, and so does the royal family and the other 13 ruling families. But the real rulers from behind the scenes are the bad extraterrestrials. So anyhow, 1993, 141 negative entities. Well, there's also five good entities that are supposedly living on our Earth already. You know, wherever they are. Some of them, I guess, hang out in their motherships in the sky, and the motherships are beginning to show themselves more, allowing people to take pictures of them. It's all part of to get the population ready for the event when they finally land, when they finally take over the airwaves and the TV signals and announce themselves. Yes, we are the Galactic Federation, and we will land our spacecraft tomorrow, whether it be the White House lawn or the UN in New York, but it'll happen. In fact, it'll probably happen in many of the major capital cities of our world. So the five good races that are supposedly living and have been here for quite a while on our world, are certainly here now, are the Lyrans, the Arcturians, the Talosians, the Alpha Centaurians, and the Pleiadians. And out of those five, we look almost exactly like the Pleiadians. And the star seeds who are anchoring the light, you know, that's their mission. And they're living on planet Earth now in human form, but have a genetic heritage from the Pleiades star system. They're known as the Pleiadians, and they're here. Now, out of those five I just mentioned, the Pleiadians, the Alpha Centaurians, the Arcturians, the Lyrans, and the Talosians. If you're familiar with the famous series, the original series, Star Trek, classic sci-fi material, They, in their first, the pilot episode, they visit the Talosians on Talos IV. And they find out they're being tricked by beings that have such strong mental powers, they can make you see and believe anything through their telepathic abilities. So they're presented as bad guys in Star Trek. But supposedly, they're good guys. The Talosians. Look it up yourself on Star Trek episodes. Actually, it's the pilot episode, the one that started the whole Star Trek series where Captain Kirk wasn't the first captain. There was another captain, Captain Pike. Yeah. All you Star Trekkies know that info already, but I just had to say it. So, let me tell you, you know, people are getting, showing up at the hospitals now with lack of oxygen. And the doctors are just so ignorant, they aren't aware of why people would be showing up with lack of oxygen. And it's not really the COVID-19 virus. It's a combination of things. And the key combination thing is the 5G frequency being broadcasted. It lowers the oxygen content in your blood. And then, of course, if you're following all the bad advice from the TV liars, the deceivers, the paid liars, the fake doctors on TV that are allowed to tell their fake side story of what's going on, that told you to put masks on when masks also lower your oxygen levels. So if you've been obediently, like good sheeple, walking around with the mask in, you're destroying your health. And you're limiting your oxygen supply, which could make you more susceptible to catch a serious virus that are floating around. Viruses are floating around all the time. We catch them and get rid of them. They're called colds. That's it. And they've made a real catchy one on purpose. Yeah, this isn't happening natural. This is created in the laboratory. They were actually working on to make the most contagious virus they could come up with outside of the Black Plague and trick people into getting their fake vaccines. You know, the vaccines don't cure anything. You know, when you ask the key questions. And unfortunately, doctors, they haven't put two and two together that the mask wearing and the people being subjected to the 5G are the major causes of the lack of oxygen in their bodies. And God forbid you should have other serious ailments that can put you into a serious situation. And hospitals are bad places to be. They're loaded with 5G and Wi-Fi frequencies, which is further going to make it more hard for you to recover no matter what the doctor teams are doing for you. You know, if you get sick, the best thing is to do what will bring more oxygen into your body. Take off the damn mask, you stupid idiot. For starters, go out and get some fresh air. Go out and get some sunshine. Take some vitamin D. Take some zinc. Take some vitamin C. Those are your three major ingredients that will help you defeat the COVID thing. You know, you don't even have to go to the level of ivermectin or hydroxy, whatever it's called. I personally know people that have got recovered. They didn't go to the hospital. they recovered on their own. You know, except those stories you're never going to hear on the fake news. You're never going to hear those stories. And that's, you can cure yourself of that, you know? If you come into, they've created a contagious pathogen, you know? We don't know if we even can call it a virus because nobody officially documented. So there's some more common sense here. How can they give you a vaccine? In order to give you a vaccine, if they haven't identified the virus, they say the vaccine is going to cure. It's an impossibility, you know? A little common sense goes a long way, yet they're still lying to you and still tricking you. And the quack doctors going on there, some of them are giving you hand signals that say they belong to the, you know, one of those subversive groups that, you know, participate in world control of humanity. So anyhow, that's it. I've given you plenty of information for you to stay out of the hospital. Again, a hospital is a dangerous place to be. You don't want to go there. Too much Wi-Fi and 5G, which is further going to deteriorate your health. And it's important, you know, your health is really your responsibility. It's not government's responsibility. It's your responsibility. If you were eating good foods, avoiding the bad foods like the fast foods, avoiding the GMO foods, you know, they all work against your being healthy too. If you were out there getting some fresh air when the chemtrail planes are not poisoning the air, you know, people are, we're walking around with a lot of toxicity in it because the chemtrail planes are basically everywhere, and eventually those poisonous particles trickle down to Earth, and you inhale them because they're nanoparticles. And when nanoparticles get in your body, they can actually get across the blood-brain barrier and get in your brain and start destroying your mind and giving you all kinds of ailments. You know, some of the stuff they spray in the chemtrails is aluminum, one of the most toxic substances around. That should never be in your body. But if it's nanoparticles in the air and you're out there breathing, you know, you're going to get more toxins, which is further going to weaken your immune system. And unless you're doing a detox program or aware that you can do something like that, chances are your health is going to deteriorate. And then you stupidly put a mask on, which further deteriorates your health. And the whole, you know, you kind of think about what they're telling you. Stupid lies. They're telling you that healthy people can get you sick. What a bunch of nonsense that is. Healthy people could be carriers. Yeah, you know, the sky is falling too, and these people have been crying Chicken Little for so long, we can't believe anything we hear on TV anymore. You know, all the real doctors have to go out on like BitChute, the video formats that make their way onto the internet. There's a couple of them, and I don't have the list in front of me, but YouTube is quite critical. You can't say anything against what the government is doing on YouTube, basically. If you want to get serious about it, they won't allow that. But people are posting on Twitter, you know, they have photographs of sheets of the factual information that's being recorded, like the number of deaths that the vaccines have caused. Yet you turn on the TV evening news and there's some quack health minister of some country or some big city saying, oh, the vaccines are safe and be sure to get your children vaccinated. Yeah, they want you to get your children put this fake make-believe vaccine, which is really gene therapy, into your healthy children's bodies to make them sterile. This is all about depopulation. You know, I have to go over this because they're still trying to con you, trick you into harming yourself. You roll up your sleeve and let that stranger stick, inject the poisons. We know there are poisons in there. So start going on the internet and find out the ingredients. New teams of doctors are working on this, and they've done extensive research. They've tested all the companies selling vaccines out there, and they've found horrible contaminants, in some cases parasites, in all of these vaccines, so-called vaccines. But they can't be vaccines because they haven't even identified this pathogen they call COVID-19. You can't have a vaccine if you haven't identified what the culprit is. So the whole thing is a fake scam from beginning to end with fear tactics, and they use clever words. You know, the media is always using clever words, and they're always building the story around fear and violence, too. Key word controls they use, some of them like officials say. Yeah, who are these officials? They don't really identify them. They just say officials say, and they say expert. Yeah, who are these experts? You know, they're not experts at all. Authorities say, and you're supposed to believe something because they use those keywords in the front and in part of what they're saying. And there's nothing loving about their conversation identifying things. They're always talking about fighting and killing and lives lost and death. You know, except they don't use those words that relate to what's really going on. They don't say that Big Pharma is getting away with murder, literally tricking people to, and you're paying for it with taxpayers' money. They're getting all the governments are being bribed to go along with this. They're using your taxpayers' money to buy these toxic concoctions, and then they're tricking you into taking them. And they're trying to trick everyone into taking them. And they get their kickbacks from the big pharmaceutical companies for helping them make record-breaking sales. And, of course, ethics was thrown out the window a long time ago. Politicians thought of that. And you know, these are things that we have to address. My complaint is, like, where's the going after these criminals? We know they're criminals. We have enough proof against them. Biden is a traitor. The other leaders of other countries are traitors, too. Boris is a traitor to the UK. Macron's a traitor to France. Merkel's a traitor to Germany. Trudeau's a traitor to Canada. Governor Newman is a traitor to California. It's amazing how so many people wanted to get rid of him, but they, you know, they manipulated the numbers again. And, you know, the guys destroyed the state, but the vote to get rid of him didn't pass. Well, we know that the Democrats already have proved that they can win any election by cheating. Their cheaters are better than the Republican cheaters. You know, it was pointed out several elections ago. I just wanted to remind everybody that the electronic voting machines are not reliable. And they can be hacked by any high school student easily. Yet, once this was discovered, they never changed the machines. You know why? Because both parties, that's their game plan to win an election cheat. We got a big election coming up in for mayor of New York City. I'm a New York City resident. And, you know, it's going to be another democratically controlled election. The Republican candidate, it's interesting, Republican Party. I've been in their office in Manhattan myself. And they, a bunch of do-nothing people, unresponsive, and they're doing nothing for their candidate running for mayor. Popular guy, leader of the Guardian Angels, founder of the Guardian Angels, Curtis Sliwa. Certainly a good guy compared to any other phony politician. And they've got their phony politician guy picked out already. And, of course, there's more registered Democrats in New York City than registered Republicans. But the Republican Party in Manhattan there, in New York City, is not doing lifting one finger to help their candidate. And he probably would make a good mayor because he's a common street person that knows what life on the street is all about. They're not lifting one finger to help him. And I've noticed that in New York City, don't even think of running for office as a Republican because the Republican Party is not going to help you, basically. They probably take bribe money from the Democrat Party. Well, wouldn't that be a surprise? Anyhow, we as individuals need to focus on love, projecting love, because that will help raise the vibration. And like I've said earlier, raising the vibration of planet Earth is the key to making the event happening sooner. Every little bit counts. You give somebody a smile and they smile back at you. Those are good vibrations. Mother Earth feels those vibrations and starts to vibrate faster. You're projecting good vibrations because love is the most powerful vibration out there. But how are you going to know if somebody's smiling at you if they got a mask? Pretty hard to tell. Sometimes you can tell by looking at the eyes, but it's much easier when people have their faces showing and a smile is easily recognized and shared. Take off the friggin' mask, you morons. You're part of the problem. Everybody out there walking around the public with a mask that can't protect you from this contagion. Because the contagion is so small, it'll make it through a mask. You're part of the problem. You're slowing down the vibrations. You're helping the dark side by wearing a mask. Do you understand that? You know? Listen, I know about health care. And real health care, your breath is half your life force. Not the food you eat, not the vitamins you take. If you take vitamins, you should be. Because the food is lacking in vitamins, even the organic food is lacking in vitamins, because the soil is being destroyed. You know, that's part of the chemtrail program, too. You know, when the chemtrails trickle down, the toxins go into the soil. The soil's being destroyed. Do you realize that's how difficult it is to get healthy food nowadays? You know, a lot of these people selling organic food, their crops are out there, and if the chemtrails are planes are flying over, their soil that they're growing their organic, they may not use pesticides, but their soil is getting poisoned by the chemtrail dust that trickles down. Yeah, did you ever think of that? You know, you want real organic food. It doesn't have chemtrails in it. Where's the label that says not poisoned by chemtrails? We need that label on food now, too. Because chemtrail planes are basically everywhere. In order to avoid the toxins from the chemtrails falling on your organic food, you need to do it in a greenhouse, glass-covered greenhouse. That's the story. It's difficult, you know? But your life, your breath, half your life force. You need to learn how to breathe. Inhale through your nose and take a deep breath and expand not only your chest, but expand your stomach, too. You know, the the bodybuilders, a lot of bodybuilding groups tell you to expand your chest. But in order to keep yourself healthy, when you inhale a deep breath, you want to expand your stomach. And then you can actually put your hands on your stomach and push back in to exhale. Exhale out. You can exhale out through your nose, but you also can exhale out through your mouth. Now, but the most important thing, when you take a deep breath, inhale through your nose. Your nose does a lot of magical things, the air going through your nose. The human body does a lot of magical things that you're not aware of. You know, your chakra, your real health is based around your chakra spinning. You know? And many people don't have fast spinning chakras. Some of the chakras are dead, in fact. And then there's your turned off DNA. That's one of the great things when the event happens. The Galactic Federation is going to help us turn on our dormant DNA. You know, we've heard all our life the two-strand DNA that humans have. And the rest was called junk by stupid scientists because they didn't know what the rest was doing there. It just been turned off. They were turned off by the Anunnaki. Read about it. Learn about it. It's on Sumerian clay tablets have the story of that. And it was put into a book called The 12th Planet by Zachariah Sitchin, great author. He had a couple other books out there, too. Read them. Learn about the past history of the Earth. You know, especially that group, the Anunnaki bad guys, you know, even the ones that the two brothers that are probably both still on our world. One of them hates the humanity. And they're probably behind the population scheme. And the other one who loves humanity, but still doesn't know how to really treat us because they think of themselves superior to us. They might have been superior 400,000 years to us. Technologically, but they are no longer. And they altered our DNA. They mated with us, and they turned off humanity, really, humans, before these criminals from another planet landed. That's what we call them, criminals from another planet landed on our world. Started messing with the human race, we had 12 active DNA spirals all entwined around each other. And when we have, we're running on a full measured 12 DNA strands activated, we have full connection with the higher realms of the universe. We're living on a prison planet now, just like Alex Jones says, except he doesn't know why it's a prison planet. I know why. I talk to you guys about it sometimes. But do your own investigations. And the good news is some of us, while we're sleeping, are the higher faster vibrating realms of good ETs, our galactic brothers and sisters, they take the time to try to reactivate our dormant DNA strains while we sleep. A lot of things get worked on while we sleep, whether we're dreaming or not. And that's the good news. You know, they're here to help us, and they're helping us in every way possible. Of course, we have, there's a tough enemy out there. You know, a band of criminals from other planets. They're not giving up easy. They know they've lost the battle, but they still want to stick it to us because they're just no fucking good. What can we say? You know, no other way to say it. And if you get offended by that word, fucking, you're the one with the problem. It's just a stupid word. We use it to explain emphasis on certain things, you know? And if you got a problem, you got a problem. You've got the problem. both of us did say the word. You know, if we oversay it, maybe we got the problem then. But I don't oversay it, and most people don't. But at times, you know, when a whole crowd of people in a packed football stadium, 70,000 people or more, say, fuck Biden, that's proper use of the word. And that word, probably the best one to get the message across there. Hey, this is Connect the Dots, and I connect them every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific Daily Time. If you're in New York City, it's the show runs from Sunday 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. If you're over there in the United Kingdom, you got to get up early Sunday morning because the show will be running from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. You know, in London or whatever town you might be in. Hey, I just want to remind everybody of my new rock and roll documentary. My third rock and roll documentary is out there. It's worth watching. It's entertaining. And you'll learn something about the history of rock and roll. And this one focuses on the dancing, how the music influenced the dancing. It's a short one, too, only 14 minutes long, but it's a rock and roll documentary. It's called Subway Fantasy Street. Check it out. Yeah, you won't be sorry you watched it. And you might be interested in watching Subway Fantasy 2, a rock and roll roller coaster ride of high energy rock and roll. And the original Subway Fantasy starts off like a sci-fi science fiction movie. You meet the monster, the girl screams, and then we have this dynamic scream, blood-curdling scream from this girl in a club. No longer around, one of the greatest clubs that ever was put on the face of the earth, known as the Dirt Club. And a lot of footage in that Subway Fantasy, the original one from the Dirt Club. You had to be there at the time. I was there and shot the footage myself with the camera when it was happening. And awesome, enlightening. Three rock and roll documentaries. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, but please, when the show's over, go on to YouTube and check it out. Subway Fantasy 3, you got to spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And guess what? The Subway Fantasy 3, it ends with the same guitar solo you're going to hear right now, except I got a visual behind it. It's out of the song, Are You the Party in Kind? And hey, that song, there's a special video out for it on YouTube, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you? Well, I am. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown, and then you're going to play the end of that song, the guitar solo to Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, that song's out there on YouTube also. And you can see me with my rock and roll image. And I've got an original rock and roll image, I'll say that. And that's why it's out there on videos, because I'm documenting my rock and roll image. All my music is original music. I don't record other people's music, but in the Subway Fantasy 3, you'll hear music from other people. Subway Fantasy 1, you'll hear music from other people. Subway Fantasy 2, every one of those songs I wrote and performed. Okay, here's the countdown, my friends. Tell your friends to tune in next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.